You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2 from Wired.
Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education.
The Biden administration increases vaccine shipments, WHO research trip returns from China, and the UK approves a COVID-19 human challenge study. Here's what you should know. On Tuesday, the Biden administration announced that it will be sending out 13.5 million vaccine doses per week, up from 11 million last week. Going forward, the White House will also increase the number of doses going to pharmacies from 1 million to 2 million, and plans to eventually send vaccines to 40,000 stores around the country. Vaccinations have been picking up speed in recent weeks. As of Sunday, more than 52.8 million doses of the 70 million sent to states had been administered. Last week, a team of WHO-appointed scientists returned from a month-long trip to China, where they investigated the origins of COVID-19. A summary report will be published in the next week, followed by a full report sometime after that. But if the initial briefing is any indication, the team didn't unearth any groundbreaking new insights. In response, some experts are saying we need a better strategy for assessing the origins of global events like a pandemic. Organizations like the International Atomic Energy Agency or the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons could offer a useful template. The UK's Ethics Committee has approved the world's first COVID-19 human challenge study, which will begin in the next few weeks. For the study, up to 90 healthy, low-risk volunteers between 18 and 30 will be exposed to COVID-19 under controlled conditions. The study aims to shed light on how the virus affects people and exactly how much virus is needed to cause infection. After the initial study, some volunteers may receive approved vaccines and then be exposed to the virus to help researchers understand which vaccines work best. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.